Now, if we were talking about drinking coffee, you might ask me, have you, what, your coffee?
Have put the sugar in?
No, now the word is drinking.
Have you drank your coffee yet?
Fine. And the answer might be yes, a few minutes ago. I
drank my coffee.
Fine. If we were talking about climbing trees, you might ask me, has that tree over there ever been
climbed?
And the answer might be yes, yesterday.
Yeah, boy. I climbed it yesterday.
Fine. If we were talking about doing some work, you might ask, has the work already been
done?
And the answer might be yes, yesterday.
Yeah, I did it yesterday.
Okay. If we were talking about dragging a stump out of a field, you might ask, has the stump been
pulled?
Dragging.
Has stump been drug yet?
And the answer might be
I drug it yesterday.
Okay. If we were talking about riding a horse, you might ask, has the horse been
rode. I rode him yesterday.
Okay. You got me now. If we were talking about ringing a bell, you might ask, has the bell been?
Yes, I rung the bell yesterday.
Okay, and the question, though, before that would be, has the bell been?
Has the bell been rung?
Okay. If we were talking about the rising of the sun, you might say, has the sun
rose?
And the answer would be yes.
Yes, rose yesterday.
Okay, fine. Now, if we were talking about diving into a lake, you might ask, has he, what, into the lake?
Have you dived in there yet?
And the answer might be, yes, he.
Yes, I dived yesterday.
Okay. If we were talking about children growing up, you might ask, have all their children
grown up yet?
And the answer might be, yes, years ago they all.
Yes, years ago.
They all
grown up.
Okay. If I said, are you Mr. Elam? You'd say, yes, I. How would you answer that? Hello.
Hello.
You'd say, if I said, are you Mr. Elam? You'd say, yes, I.
Yes. Now, how did he?
Okay. If I said, are you Mr. Elam? You'd say, yes, I. You could either say, no, I'm not. Or you could say, yes, I.
I am.
Okay, fine.
Look,
I got English. Hello. Everybody coming home.
Oh, good evening.
Hello. Hi. Now, if I asked you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good
evening. Good evening.
That's not
my boy. Oh, you have got a fine family. Hello.
Good evening.
If I asked, are you tired, there are two ways you could answer.
I am tired.
Okay. Now the other way to answer that would be, no,
I'm not tired.
Okay. Now you might say, I don't do that, but she. If you're talking about something you would say, I don't do that, but she.
But she does.
Okay. And I always behave myself, but she.
She don't.
Okay. Now, let's see. Will you put a word into these sentences so that they make sense? You might say.
Oh, excuse me. Just a little bit. See, the reverend over there, he's a teacher, don't you know?
Uh-huh.
He stays after me by my English, correct?
Oh.
He speaks it all the time. And if I use it incorrectly, he always corrects me.
I see.
That's why I'm so tickled sitting over here at John. He don't get in on it. See, I've been studying under him for years since I got married.
Uh-huh.
And hoped me to improve my course. I have didn't get but little in school, you know, in my day. But he have helped me a lot, don't you see?
Uh-huh.
And I hope he correct me when I do the wrong thing now. But I have to give him credit for the things that I do right.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yes, right.
And that's what's
right,
so
true.
Funny now. I